Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is, it's Tuesday. Oh, it's release day. So this is the first podcast we're doing where we can say Happy Tuesday.
Oh, right. Listening. Right.
So thanks everybody for joining.
But we'll still be releasing it like 3 or 4 weeks from now.
Okay. Well, it's Happy Tuesday, but like later on.
Yeah. In a month from now, Happy Tuesday.
Okay. So Kristen and I decided to have a chat. We decided to turn it into a podcast, and we've invited a couple of our random friends to join in. And so there's a chance they could call in any minute now.
Mm-hmm. Or there's a chance no one will call in.
That's highly possible because we invited not very many friends, but we're depending on the ones we did invite.
That's true.
We start every podcast with "What are you drinking?" And Kristen, your answer is?
I know, I'm lame. I'm drinking water. I just did a workout.
Well, yeah, but last time I talked to you, you did a workout. You got a milkshake afterwards.
That's true. Okay. I'm trying not to do that again.
Okay. Well, I commend your water drinking. I'm surprised, surprised, drinking a Caesar.
Who's joining us?
Oh, somebody's joining. Ding dong. Okay. It's like, and she's, oh, there she is. So, Robin, you have to turn the audio on somehow. We can see you.
I can hear you.
Oh, there you are.
We can hear you.
You know, you couldn't see me. It's because I put this little tab over my thing because I don't want people to see like when I masturbate and stuff if like they log in.
Yeah.
This is why we invited you to be part of our podcast.
Right. So you put a piece of paper over the camera on your computer just for privacy.
It's like if hackers decide they're like, oh, she looks like somebody we'd like to like watch do her laundry, then like I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, I've always wondered if that could happen. I have a lap or what is it? A laptop.
I think I need to turn my lights on or something.
So I always just close it so that nobody can see me, but I've always wondered that.
Yeah, I can't close this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an open book.
I got a new shirt today.
I was seeing it. What I only see is build bridges, not walls. Oh, cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Right? A company in Halifax makes them. And I got another one.
Mm. Oh, that's really nice. It's like a beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You often buy clothes from the same place in Halifax, right? Like you order them online and because they make a bunch of cool stuff. Who are they?
I think you're talking about East Coast Lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
But I have a few things from them. It's like a local guy, but these ones are from Halifax too. And I think like a lot of the proceeds go to like charities. I don't know if they build bridges. They don't build walls.
I was just going to say maybe because we promote them, they'll send us money, but it's a
fucking charity. Maybe. They're called
it's a charity. It's a charity.
Be human.
Donate to charity, not to Mabel Syndrome.
Right.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Robin.
Oh, are we like live right now?
Yeah. No, we're not live. Well, we're recording.
We're not live, but we're recording.
I thought you were going to like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 me.
No, you're in.
We started without you, and because we invited one other person too, and we were just waiting to see who was going to call in, and you didn't hesitate. So
I'm single. I got nothing going on. It's Tuesday, it's 5:20.
Well, for those of you that don't know, Robin is one of my best friends, and we used to live down the street from each other, but now she's moved 30 minutes away, and it's like crushing. So it's nice to see your face.
Me too.
We don't have any podcast topics today, like pre-planned out.
Okay. We were talking about what we were drinking, and you were drinking a Caesar, surprise, surprise.
I'm drinking a gin Caesar today.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Robin, are you drinking anything?
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking Whistler Mountain Lager from Whistler Brewing Co.
Oh.
Now, they are someone who may give us money because I've drank their beer on the podcast quite a bit before. So now we're doing it again. So I wonder if
5% alcohol, 355 milliliter cans. It's
you know, the other thing is too, is even if they don't give us money, maybe they'll just give me beer.
Mm, probably.
That's right. Better.
Even a six pack would be like a win.
Yeah. Six pack more than we're getting for doing this right now.
Yeah. Whistler Brewing Co. in the heart of Function Junction.
So we did discuss a couple things, but okay. Robin, do yes. you have you're a funny person, and you had some questions for us that we like when we had talked in the past about like listeners coming, calling, writing in.
I don't think people write in anymore.
Like email or Facebook.
I'll send you a letter and you'll get it like in 5 to 7 days.
you had ideas and questions.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things we could talk about is how you and I got concert tickets today.
Oh, to what?
To Offspring with Sublime with Rome.
Oh, I saw that was coming around.
What? Like, basically, I said to Jessica, I think I sent you like 1,000 Snapchats today, and like a bunch of them were like, you know, young Robin is freaking out right now. Like, if we went back in time and said, hey guys, like, this is what you're going to go see, I'd lose it.
I'm pretty excited because even though they're not bands that I've listened to in ages, it'll still be a super fun show where we'll know most of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy Sublime and Rome. Like their stuff is great. It has that like ska, like amazing, just Sublime vibe, right? That it just makes you happy to listen to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Is that in Vancouver?
Abbotsford.
Abbotsford, which is like a suburb of Vancouver. Which
and I booked us a room at the Super 8. It is a sick water slide. Well, it's like yellow. It's yellow and looks plasticky, but we're going to give it a go.
Well, that's about 95% of water slides look like that. I'm excited. However, I will mention, and I don't know if Kristen knows this about me, but I have a thing with like public areas that have drains.
Oh, like what? What do you mean?
Like public swimming pools, hot tubs, pool decks.
But what's your fear? What's your thing? Like you're going to get sucked in and...
It just...
Whoa, look at that leg up.
Not my leg, Kristen's leg. Well, I'm not talking about my phobia flashing my gams.
Oh! I missed it.
I just flashed the girls.
It was kind awesome.
Sorry, bud.
Okay, but no. What's your thing with drains? I don't get it.
They're disgusting. I don't like touching them, thinking about them touch like if I like the last time Robin and I were at a place with a pool, we were in a hotel in Vancouver. Oh, yeah. And it was a pretty good hotel. Not good, it was decent. Mm-hmm. The check-in guys thought we were lesbians and we totally was like, we were making him blush. It was fantastic. But then we were all excited to get down to the pool and we got to the pool and there was, first of all, nobody else there. And it was in like a solarium that wasn't heated. So it was like cold and damp. And there was like, there was hair everywhere. And there was like a drain that was like, you couldn't walk across the pool without touching the drain. It was just like, if my foot grazes across a drain that's in a pool, I like have a,
Is it because it's that's gross. Where all the gross stuff goes, like down the drain? I don't understand.
I think so.
Like, is there a drain monster that may come?
I'm not afraid of something coming up. I'm afraid of
going down,
touching what is around it or close to it or supposed to go down it or... Like, I will move before I clean out my shower drain. I feel
like you maybe watched too much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid.
Yeah, but that would be an okay thing. Like, if there was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles down there.
Hey, Donatello!
Eating some pizza and practicing with their nunchucks, I'd be down. But it's the... It's because I have a hair... The thing with hair is that I really don't like hair that's not attached to somebody.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't like that, right?
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Robin has a job that requires her to touch a lot of people.
For money.
Right. For money. And what is this job?
She's not a prostitute. It's worse.
Oh, damn.
It's not worse than a prostitute.
I would rather have sex with someone for money than touch their hairy back and have my rings and fingernails full of their back hair.
Well, I don't wear rings. Oh. I'm a massage therapist, but I don't wear rings when I massage them. That would like jack them up.
Yeah, that would catch all the hair.
But I do find like when I give a man like a hairy back, like man a massage, I get like an exfoliation on my arms and stuff.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know the transition from here because
I'm curious. Do you have any really gross massage stories? Like,
oh my God,
yay! Anyone that's come in and just is disgusting.
There's always
hang out. Robin gives me nonstop massage stories. Just so you know, you better tell some good ones.
Confidentiality. You know, like I don't say names when
well,
like.
Of course not.
I just give tips. I'm like, okay, before you go for massage, like. Wash your asshole so when I like go to massage you I don't get what we in the massage field call the bum waft because you get this like gliding down like flowing with your massage and then you're like and he shit his pants and you're like that it's like and everybody has the same bum waft smell. It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. It's
that's just new sort of, like it's, you've never told me that all bums smell the same.
No like I think it's just ski bums, like it's sweaty gum off the mountain. I don't know. It's gross.
Yeah. That's
so, really and nice. Your feet too. Wash your feet and your butt. Like that's all I ask really.
Are we allowed to tell stories? Like if I bring a story up about a person that you've massaged.
Yeah. Just not their name.
Well, I don't, you didn't give me that tidbit when you told me about her. But about the one a little while ago that like handed you something when you walked into the room.
The guy?
No, she was a girl. She was a woman. And she handed you like a womanly. I'm trying to just not tell the story for you.
She can't remember.
Marijuana is a hell of a drug.
She had her period. Do you remember this one?
Well, the one that was just like, wanted me to do something with it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, there's that, those ones, and like female, whatever, you get your period.
Wait, no. What is that story? I don't understand. She wanted you to put her tampon in for her?
No.
I don't understand what's going on.
Start from the beginning, doers.
I don't even remember the story.
Didn't you like walk into the room and she like handed you her like underwear with like a dirty.
Oh, like a full-on pad attached to it. That
oh,
lady?
No.
Yes!
Well, it's just like the panties full of it. Do people still wear pads?
I had a dream the other night that...
You go swimming with those ones?
I guess some people do. I had a dream the other night that I was wearing one my whole dream. And my whole dream, I was like walking bow-legged and like super stressed out. Too much information.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Well, so another massage question though.
Okay.
Okay. So you are a pretty young woman. I can't imagine that a guy hasn't come on you while you're getting a massage.
Sorry, that's my dog. It happens, and like some people take care of themselves after the massage or something, like things like that.
Like they linger in the room a little bit longer.
Yeah, I had this one kid.
My favorite.
This one kid once. It was during Passover. Hey, relax. it was during Passover and this kid, he was probably like 16, but I gave him a massage, and then after massage, he's kind of like lingering in the room and I'm like, we have a very quick turnover. So I'm like, come on, man. Like I need to like change the sheets. And finally he comes out and whatever, I take him to the lounge, blah, blah, blah. I come back to the room and there's just like a pool of jizz in the sink.
In the sink?
Right? Like, what? There's a shower in the room. Like, if I was a guy and I ejaculated, I would do it in the shower, not in the sink. Where, like, because it wasn't going down.
See, every time you've told me this story, or I've retold this story because it's good, did he have to, like, get on his tippy toes to get it in the sink? Like, was he on its tippy toes doing
it? Well, it's like a shorter counter than, like, a kitchen sink. It's like a bathroom sink counter. So probably not. He's probably just like, bleep.
Huh.
I don't know. Like, I don't know when guys are just, if, like, how much, like, maybe he had, like, he was young. Maybe it was like, whew.
So not only was he young, but he was an extremely good kid at physics.
He was extremely
good. Like, the trajectory and velocity of it was, like, dialed.
If masturbation goes into the Olympics, call that kid. Because, like, USA. But he left his cell phone in the room. So he had to come back after I had seen said jizz pool. He had to come back and he like knocks on the door and I'm like, yeah. And I go to hand him his phone and we lock eyes and it's just like, I know, man. Like,
oh no.
And he looked mortified.
Yeah. How many guys like pitch a tent while you're, rubbing them down?
Most. Yeah. I think it's just like, it just happens, right? You're relaxed and.
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, and I remember first learning about like what a boner was, and I use the word boner because that's what you called it in elementary school. One of my like little boy friends, like friends who was a boy, he said to me that we were like all making fun of somebody like standing up in front of the class. Do you want me to wait?
I don't know if somebody's at my door because I can't hear.
Who's at your door? I'm here. You're there. Okay, I'm going to wait to tell the boner story until she gets back.
Okay.
And then you better have a boner story.
A boner story? I don't know, but I am fascinated that you don't still call it a boner.
Oh, there is somebody at her door.
Do you hear that?
I just heard her talk to somebody. She's going to come back and be like, all embarrassed that she's been talking about jizz while they were there.
Yeah.
Somebody was at your door?
It was my neighbor just walking down the hallway and he's freaking out. But I just put my grocery bin out there because I'm waiting for my groceries.
Oh. So while you were gone, Kristen said she's fascinated that I don't still call it a boner.
Yeah, you were like, I called it a boner back when I was in elementary school, but not anymore.
What do you call it? Like hard-ons or had-ons? Yeah. Had-ons. You're opposite, right?
In Boston, no, I call it a boner.
It's a hard on.
Hard on. No, I don't have a Boston accent, and I don't call it a hard on.
No, you don't.
See, what else do you call it? I call it a hard on.
You do?
Yeah.
There's your daughter in the back.
She also has headphones on, just so the social service people that are listening. She has her iPad and headphones on while we're recording this. And you know my daughter, Robin, so this shouldn't be a shocker. No, hard-on is the correct older lady term, is it not?
I don't know.
Well, like, okay, so you can call it like a woody, a boner, or a hard-on.
Yeah, I would say boner probably. If I was just talking with my friends and I was like, yeah, you got a boner and blah, 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 you know?
I feel like there's more names for it. I feel like we're missing a few, like...
Yes.
There's a lot for male masturbation, but I don't know that there's a lot for
like
a boner.
Stiffy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, stiffy?
Stiffy?
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. A chubby.
A chubby!
A chubby's like half though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I would say it's a half. It's a chubby.
Chubby's just like, yeah, because that's when it's like, like.
it's like thinking about it.
It's not sure.
What I was telling you before you had to go was that this boy, I think we were in like grade six, and we had like a group of us were like joking about like we were all asking each other like, do you give head or take head? And every time a boy answered it wrong because they didn't know what the fuck we were talking about, we'd all like ha ha ha. And even though we didn't know what the right answer, we just knew what the right answer was. We didn't know what it meant. And then he was saying how if he's standing up in front of class and it gets hard, that all he has to do is he closes his eyes and he thinks about war. to make it go away.
Oh.
And he said, he's like, think of war. And I bet
that guy's in therapy right now.
Right? Yeah.
Like, or like, I can't have sex every time I think about like falling.
Or he's in the military and he's got to put on like a war documentary to like some guys use porn. this is slippery slope of a podcast.
Yeah.
What were my questions? I had questions.
About, I thought you did. You don't remember them though.
But I need like a topic to ask a question about. I can't just like ask random questions. Like what kind of toothpaste do you use? I don't know.
I know what kind of toothpaste you use, and it's gross.
You use like some watermelon shit, so.
What? No, that's my kid. I don't use watermelon toothpaste. My 7-year-old does. You use like natural salted
Tom's. It's Tom's, shit. Yes. Or yeah. Desert Essence as well.
They're delicious. Yeah, no.
No.
That stuff's gross.
Give me that fluoride, bitch.
Is that what you use for deodorant too? Because it definitely doesn't work.
No, she thinks about rubbing a crystal on her armpits and hopes she doesn't stink.
No, I use like this handmade stuff. It's like got tea tree oil in it.
It's like a paste and she rubs it on her armpits.
It's a paste and it rubs it in. And when I go to yoga and if I'm sweating, like white things down my arm and I'm always to like brush it off.
But it actually works?
No!
Sometimes, like, unless I'm really sweaty, it doesn't work.
Well, clearly it doesn't work as an antiperspirant, but does it work as a deodorant? Because those are two different things, right?
Yeah, I definitely perspire. but for deodorizing, like, I'd say it's like, you have to reapply, but it's like 75% effective.
There's nothing like reapplying a natural white paste to your armpit with our
But I have, like, a physical job, so I'm always, like, getting rid of it, I think, because it sweats down. It sweats off.
Well, you could use, like, store-bought chemical shit. She just smelled her armpit because people will be listening to this, not watching it.
Well, yeah, you told me nobody's going to be watching.
I know. So which one of your pits just smelled? Because I saw you and it looked like one of them wasn't so fresh.
Well, neither one of them were great, but then I realized I don't think I put deodorant on after I showered after like this morning. So for like 5 hours, I've just been sweating.
Maybe you're just not a smelly person.
Oh, no. I can be pretty smelly. Like, pretty.
See, sweaty. I have like a container of like deodorant, antiperspirant. Antiperspirant feels like using the word ejaculate.
By men.
It's not a nice word. But like I have like a container will last me about a year because I don't always wear it because I don't need to.
A stick of deodorant?
Yeah.
Will last you a year?
Yeah.
Jessica doesn't like sweat. She doesn't sweat at all.
No, right. I don't sweat at all. Right. Like under my boobs will sweat. Like right now under my boobs is sweaty because I'm drinking gin.
Yeah.
You know what we should be talking about?
Uh-oh.
Jessica's boob sweat?
And the fungus that forms underneath.
Yeah. I don't have underboob fungus.
I did once when I was a child.
What? No, you didn't.
Yeah, because I was on the swim team and I would like, you know, you'd like, if you left your wet bathing suit on waiting for like, I don't know if you guys have ever been on a swim team. It's terrible because you go to meets and you have like one swim at 7 and the next at like 4 p.m. So you're sitting around your wet bathing suit and I think I just got this like...
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen. Do you have under boob?
Oh, slam.
Snap.
You just said that I have under boob fungus. So.
I got a little bit of under boob. Like, I'm not wearing a bra right now.
One of the times I remember.
Robin, but it's like a bra t-shirt.
It's not a bra. It's not.
No, but like I have a tank top on. It's a built-in. Do you see that? It's
yeah.
The built-in bra.
Okay, so here's the thing. One time Robin was in my bedroom watching me change, and I like took my shirt off and I had my bra on, and she was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "No wonder your neck hurts. Look at that bra." And I was like, "It's a normal bra." But it's because Robin can get away with wearing like a like a pale white Lululemon singlet and call it a bra.
Can we pause because my groceries are here?
Yeah. Jessica, you and I have to wear like industrial strength bandages. When I go to the gym, I have to wear two sports bras.
And I know the reason I know this is because you Snapchat me.
I do. That's just for your knowledge.
I didn't say what you were doing.
I sometimes Snapchat you at the gym. And I'll show you how like compressed my boobs are because I can't breathe.
But you know what? They never look compressed. They always look great. I thoroughly enjoy it when I'm peeing on the toilet, checking my Snapchat at work.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, there's Kristen's boobs.
Yeah.
They're running good on the treadmill.
Yeah. I'm always upset the fact that you're running and I'm...
Well, lately, and I don't know if this is just because I'm 39 now, but my neck has been hurting more when I run. And so I'm attributing it to the boobs possibly. And so that's why I'm trying to double team them with two sports bras. I don't know. See if that helps the neck at all a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording for?
I don't know if we have that information.
Okay. So welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Punk Rock Podcast.
I know. We should talk about punk rock.
You have a big interview coming up.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that because I'm kind of nervous for it.
You are. But you know what? I'm not going to be there because you're doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited for you because I know you're going to do awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So it's with Amy Interrupter of The Interrupters. And she and I have been emailing for a long time. I've met her a couple times and she's really sweet and we got along really well. And so, we've been talking about doing this interview back and forth for like months. And then she just emailed me and said that she's going to be in Boston this week and she'd be happy to do the interview. So, but she wants to do it with the whole band. So she wants all the other guys with her too.
I think that's awesome. I think that's going to be a cool part of it because we had never planned on.
Well, all my questions are for her. So I need to kind of think of some questions for them. But one of the questions I thought of is for them to kind of talk about her because they're related to her and they're friends with her and they're in this band with her. And I just think it would be really fascinating to get their take on being in a band with a woman.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm interested to hear their perspective on it for sure. Mm-hmm. And they've had so much happening lately. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cool time for you to get to sit down with them.
I do too.
Side note, you get to fucking see them play.
Yeah.
Which they came to Vancouver with Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Right? That was the tour?
Yeah.
They played. Yeah. And I had tickets and I had nobody to go with me. And
that's
I couldn't go. And I was... You know, of all the shows I've had to miss over the last little while, that's a pretty big one for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen Interrupters twice now and they can put on a show. They're awesome.
Yeah.
They sound amazing. Their energy is through the roof. Like, and they haven't stopped touring for like a year and a half now.
Every time
it's absolutely crazy.
Every time they announce dates, I'm shocked that they're still like without stopping. Hi, welcome back. We're talking about the band, The Interrupters, and I was just about to ask Kristen. So when we went to Real Big Fish a few weeks ago, Robin was with me, kind of.
Was I?
As you may have heard on the podcast, I talked about a friend who used a lip gloss she found on the ground, and that's this girl. But what I was going to say is the crowd at Real Big Fish was so intense. Like, it was one of the most physical crowds I've ever been in.
They were even, like, pushing around when Real Big Fish was, like they were moshing. I was like, what?
Oh, it was intense. It was super intense. And I wasn't expecting it. So, with Interrupters being, you know, that ska-type sound as well, what's the crowd like at Interrupters?
Well, so this is going to be totally different. So I've seen them at Warped Tour when it was tiny over the summer. They had a small, small audience. It was crazy because they were putting on this amazing show, but everyone was just elsewhere, you know? And so I caught them like super tiny at the Warped Tour. And then the second time I saw them was with Bad Cop, Bad Cop. And that had like a family vibe. Like one of my friends had their kid there. Like there were actual, you know, parents and children there and families. And it was just super fun. Like everyone sings, like with the Interrupters, everyone sings. Like it's just, they're like sing along songs. But this show that I'm going to on Wednesday is with Dropkick Murphys. And it's a series that they're doing for St. Patrick's Day in Boston. So it's totally insane.
It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Crazy. You know what I just thought of when you said Dropkick Murphys and St. Patrick's Day is, and it's face-to-face related because apparently we can't do a podcast without me fucking talking about face-to-face. But mm-hmm. they just released a St. Patrick's Day shirt.
The t-shirt? That green shirt. That looks awesome.
With the four-leaf clover on it. So I had commented on it because it's probably one of my favorite shirts that they've released, but they don't have any girl ones. And Trevor's wife sent me a message or commented on it saying that it's one of her favorites because four-leaf clovers are like kind of something on the down low, like between her and Trevor.
Oh, cute. Ooh.
Yeah. And I didn't ask her, but I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Now it makes me want it more.
Yeah. But,
St. Patrick's Day.
What do you think the inside thing is?
I mean, it's good luckish for them. That's my only guess.
Yeah.
That I can say while we're podcasting.
It could be something cute and romantic. Who knows? So do you think maybe I should comment on it too and say more girl sizes?
Yeah, because their merch right now is so nice. If they did everything with a girl shirt, speaking of which, I got my Kings Road package today of the like three black vinyls and then the three shirt, like the t-shirt bundle. And because they didn't have girls, I got two medium men's. So I've got to figure out how I'm going to cut them up.
Yeah. Wait, you got your VIP bundle? Is that what you said?
No. So when all the debacle happened with the
orders
that didn't get fulfilled and stuff, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, we just today, the replacement order arrived. So. Mm-hmm.
Because when I just purchased the VIP tickets and we get a t-shirt with that.
And you get the 7-inch.
Yeah, which I'll just give to you.
Yay!
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
I kind of blacked out there. All I heard was you're giving her 7 inches.
Yeah, I'm giving her all 7 inches because I know she can take it.
Whoop, whoop.
You missed the last podcast we did, Robin, where we were talking about the Goldfinger song and the referring to like the male genitalia. And the two options were a pencil with broken lead or a tube of cookie dough.
Which would you rather?
Which would you rather?
Oh, we should play Would You Rather.
What's the pencil again?
A pencil with broken lead or a tube of cookie dough.
I was just going to say,
why are you fucking hesitating? I know who you are.
Oh.
I chose the cookie dough too, though. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
My sweet, sweet little puppy. He's a bully. I don't think he can hear. But he's such a bully to me.
Why is he being so loud?
He's right here.
We should play Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play Would You Rather? Okay. Robin's going to be way too good at this.
Sure. Do we come up with it? And then do it at another time? Or should we do it right now? I don't know if I can come up with any off the top of my head.
Yes, you can. You're a smart lady. Kane, stop barking.
Okay. You're going to go in here. Do it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want a big cookie?
Robin's dog is her, like...
It's a bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
It's super cute. No? Sorry.
You're an asshole.
We can edit.
No, we can't. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to edit shit.
Yes, you were saying your dog is really cute. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to play.
Should I pretend like I just called in?
Should we play Would You Rather or Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Whatever you like.
Kristen?
I need time to think of Would You Rather, so I would...
Okay, so you get to go last. That's how much time you get.
Okay.
Oh, or we could play Marry, Fuck, Kill, because we did that with the Bomb Pops
girls. Right. We asked them, but we haven't asked ourselves.
Okay. Okay, Robin, right. Go. Marry, fuck, kill. You're up first. Question. Go.
So you don't you have to give me three people?
I'm not, I want you to ask, not answer. Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. Yeah. We are Jessica and Kristen. We are uber professional.
I'm just gonna put you on the fucking spot.
Yeah, but you're a smart girl who's
I'm
also
smart.
Perverted
I'm
30, and rude.
I'm 34 years old. I have a good sense of humor. I have blonde hair right now, and I'm single. Boys.
Ooh. She's really pretty. I get to see her.
Right? Our three listeners are gonna be all over that.
Yeah.
Two, because Robin's our third listener.
Right. I'm gonna be like, yeah, that girl's smoking. Okay. Sorry, marry, fuck, or kill.
Yeah, go.
Now, could this be anybody in the world, dead or alive, or does it have to be a band?
It can be dead, or band, or musician. It can be anything.
As long as we know who they are.
Yes.
Right.
I said they can't be an animal. Kristen just said we have to know who they are.
Well, you know animals sometimes. Okay, this is hard on the spot. I'm like, I'm going to pick like three terrible people. Okay. Aziz Ansari.
Okay.
Bradley Knowles. He's passed away, but let's pretend he's alive.
Okay.
Just you know. And okay, Bradley Knowles, Aziz Ansari, and Donald Trump.
Oh. I would marry Aziz. Mary fuck kills intense. I would make sweet love to Bradley Knowles and I would kill Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to answer, Kristen, or should I ask?
I think I can do one.
Okay, go.
So I'll ask Robin. Okay. Aged, nasty Hollywood dudes. Mel Gibson.
Ugh.
I know. Billy Bob Thornton. Or, what was the third one?
Well, I already know that I'd probably kill Mel.
Well, let's go Kevin Costner.
Well, I'd marry Kevin Costner, I'd fuck Billy Bob Thornton, and I would kill Mel Gibson.
That was my answer too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You said Billy Bob. I was like, I know who I'm having sex with.
He'll wear your blood around his neck.
Right? I bet it'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Did you see the red carpet once where he was like, yeah, we just fucked in the limo?
No.
Oh, really? When he was with Angelina, they were like, what? They were walking the Academy Awards red carpet or something, and they're kissing, making out on the carpet. And he goes, yeah, we just fucked in the limo.
Oh, I'm going to Google that.
Yeah.
You know, when we hang up, I'm Googling that.
Awesome.
Okay, Kristen.
Well, you know, you don't actually get to see them fuck in the limo.
Just going to be him saying that.
Yeah.
Thanks for saving me the disappointment.
Yes, you're welcome.
Of Googling it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do I've had two Caesars.
You mean the doctor? Dr. Greg, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Dr. Greg?
Bad Religion.
Mm. Singer of Bad Religion.
Melvin from NoFX.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of somebody who isn't in face to face. The Billy Cottage, the guy.
Well, he's like a kid. He's so young.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
And his last name is Cottage.
With a K.
Sounds like a place you go on summer fucking vacation.
Well, maybe it is.
He seems super cool.
He plays Does he play trumpet or trombone?
Trombone, I think.
Trombone.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's my three?
Yeah, the doctor.
Okay. That's hard. I like all of them.
The doctor.
You like all of them, but...
The doctor, the trombone, or...
See, Melvin. It's even harder when you actually like all the people as right. opposed to when they're all nasty.
Right.
Oh my gosh, if I had to marry someone? I don't know. This is really hard. I guess Billy, because he's young and he's fun and he's
yeah, okay.
Okay, so I would marry Billy, fuck Melvin, and I'd have to kill the doctor, and I feel really bad about that.
I would do the same. I would do the same.
Okay.
Would you have sex with him first? Are you allowed to do both?
No, or? Robin.
See, well, I kind of want to have sex with Melvin too, though.
Robin.
There's no rules to life. I can do whatever.
Robin, the game isn't called fuck, fuck, fuck.
Again, I said I was single, so I do what I want.
That's true.
Hashtag, it's not called fuck, fuck, fuck. Hashtag, I do what I want. Okay. That was fun.
Yeah. Maybe we should quit while we're ahead.
Oh, we're ahead currently.
You should have talked about the fact that we're going to see Offspring.
We did.
And then, no, but like how excited and great that is.
Okay.
We did.
Maybe she was getting her groceries.
Oh, no.
So what other shows do you have coming up? Are you going to see aren't the Descendants coming through?
Yeah, but I'm not going because the tickets are really expensive and I'm having to pick and choose shows.
Yeah.
So I've had to say no to the Descendants. Robin has a big show coming up that she's super excited about. I've tried to get her to cancel it a few times to go to a different show, but she's not going to.
I'm going to see Incubus in August and they're like, they're not punk. I get it. But they've been like, oh, hello. They've been one of my favorite bands since I was quite young.
There's no way I can avoid having her make an appearance on a podcast here and there.
She looks transgender with those headphones on.
You did not just say that.
What does that even mean?
Somebody had to. It was like she's so cute. Marlo's the cutest kid ever. I didn't mean it to be. I meant it to be like, she's got headphones and like her bob is like pushed so far back. I was like, who is that?
Okay, so let's salvage this topic while we can. It wasn't a remark against transgendered people.
No, not at all. It was more like...
It was more like you're kind of drunk and you thought my little girl looked like a little boy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I have tears streaming down my face.
She just came up to me to ask me if she could climb up on top of the fridge and get the chips. And I just was like,
do whatever you want.
Yeah. That's not something a little girl does.
Last night, Dave, she was eating chips. Like a family size bag of Lay's potato chips. And Dave was like, okay, that's enough. Three more chips. And you have to put them away. And
three more chips.
And she looked at me like, mom, like do something. And I said to Dave, I was like, well, I know who she takes after. And he was like, the only person I know who can power bag a bag of chips like that is you. But it's true. It's true. Marlo woke up the other night and she could hear me eating chips and she told me the next day.
So you talk about eating chips a lot. So like what kind of chips do you eat?
Salt and vinegar chips.
That's it?
Doesn't
your tongue get like raw from eating those?
No, my tongue has been so abused.
Nope.
Not going to go there.
There's nothing like, I know like people can be like, oh, I ate like half a bag of salt and vinegar chips and they're like, oh, my tongue. No, it doesn't happen. Or like,
so it's like you have calluses. It's like you have calluses on your tongue.
What kind of chip do you like?
Can we stop before we go to that? Can I just say there are no calluses on my tongue? Just so you know.
No canker sores you're currently working with.
Yeah. I mean, I guess tortilla chips I'll eat.
That's regular, not a thing. That's
regular potato chips. Oh, I love barbecue potato chips.
That was the answer.
And you know, actually what they had one time, they don't have this anymore. It was so good. They called it like Canadian flavor. Literally.
What?
It was nice. And it said like, it was everything. It was like, I forget. It was like a little bit of everything. I swear to God, like barbecue, sweet.
Do you have all dressed?
That's what it was. So we don't have that. And okay. They had it once and it was fucking delicious.
So yeah, all dressed is like they threw all the flavors into a pot and called it all dressed.
So bad. It's so
good.
The
other thing that you guys don't have, which
ketchup.
I'll never move to the
US. We have ketchup.
You don't have ketchup chips.
Oh no, not ketchup chips. No.
You have ketchup. You do not have ketchup chips.
No.
Two different things.
Do you know what ketchup chips are?
I do.
God's gift to this planet. Ugh. If I believed in a God.
What about pickle chips? Do you love pickle chips?
Yeah.
Yes. Robin's like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Love me a good rippled dill pickle chip.
Rippled dill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those kettle ones, they're delicious.
Do you know that Doritos also has ketchup flavored Doritos now up here? Oh, fuck me. So good. I love chips too. If I could eat one thing for the rest of my life, that's what it would be.
You'd be like 300 pounds.
I know.
If that's all you ate.
I'd probably poop a lot.
Mm. Or be constipated. Yeah, I'm thinking the opposite.
I remember my sister lived in the States at one point in California. There was a brand of chip that came out and on the package it said, like, it was like a low fat chip or something, but it said at the bottom, like, may cause anal leakage, like right on the bag.
Yes, that was when like all the baked Lays first came out and stuff. It was like, yeah, because they were fried in a different
kind of like oil, I remember, and it literally said glands leak.
No. I mean, when you put that on the bag, who was gonna buy it? It was literally at the bottom of the bag, may cause anal leakage.
That's like no every single buy that. Every single commercial I see for a prescription, I'm like, hey, I take that, and then it lists like 40 side effects, and I'm like, no.
That company had somebody like me market for them, and they were like, this will be funny.
I would do that because you know, I enjoy good pants shitting. So
this will cause anal leakage.
I thought we were stopping while we were ahead.
Yeah. Should we stop with anal leakage or should we go somewhere else?
No, I was saying I was going to Incubus and I was really excited. And I thought
it's like, yeah, let's go to Incubus.
Because I wanted Mabel Syndrome to plug that. So then Brandon Boyd will like look up in the stands and be like, oh yeah, there she is. I love her. I'm going to marry her because he's single now. And
oh, he is? He was married to a supermodel, right?
Yeah, whose name was also Robin. So it won't be like a change in the bedroom for him. He'll just like continuously say, oh, Robin.
Yeah, he was definitely a 90s crush for me. He was super hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Incubus when I was commuting on my bike in college. And so doing
they have a new album.
Jumps off the sidewalks.
They have a new album coming out April 19th called 8.
Mm.
And it's so far their first single is called Nimble Bastard and it's really good. It's like old Incubus.
Cool.
That's all I know. Is there such a thing as new Incubus?
Well, they had a couple. I mean, I liked everything like from start to finish, but they had a few in there that was kind of like, they're just kind of all over the place. They're not like, because Skrillex is like helping produce this album and Skrillex is kind of more electronic, but here what he's put on this is more of like, it's a rock album.
Like, Robin explained to me that Incubus is like her face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I was trying to convince her to not go to the show so she could hang out and go somewhere else with me. And then when she said that, I had to just be like, okay.
They're like the band, yeah, that I've been like, I'm going to sit there and like know all the words and be screaming at the top of my lungs to everything.
So just a funny fact, you know how we were talking about earlier. So at the Real Big Fish show, Robin, our beautiful guest tonight, threw a beer in my face for fun.
Hi.
Yeah. Soaked me.
That sounds awesome.
Show hadn't even started yet. I said, hey, how's it going? Where were you? And she just looked at me and chucked the beer and soaked me.
In my defense, I don't remember. I blacked out.
Okay, OJ.
So I'm not guilty. I know it happened because people said it happened. But then after that, like, it makes sense because, like, then for the rest of the night, I was like by myself. I don't really.
Wait, I don't understand. Did the beer just like slosh out of your hand and spill on Jessica, or the whole beer can flew out of your hand?
No. We're not allowed cans at shows in Canada.
It was like a plastic cup.
Okay, a plastic cup.
And I said she had gone one way and I gone the other. And then I, right before the show started, we found each other and I was like, hey. You know, like, big hug. And I said, where were you? And she just went, uh-huh. And fucking soaked me.
I
looked
threw
at her
it on
I,
you. She threw yeah. the beer on you.
And I looked wow. at her and I was like, I gotta walk away. And I went over to the table with Tinny and Tinny was like, dude, why are you so fucking wet? And I was like, so 3 years ago today, Face to Face played the show in Whistler.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Facebook reminded me of that. And they played that amazing super small bar show up here. And I had a friend spit beer in my face 3 years ago this day. And it was the same situation. Went up, gave her a hug and was like, hey. And she swigged a giant mouthful of beer and went right in my what? Face.
I don't get that.
Like, I think it was just like, it must have been like.
Who, you?
Well, like for both people, maybe it was just the energy and the
excitement.
The music was just like, yeah, like.
Well, there was no music playing because there were no bands on stage. And you both had the same look in your face of, don't know who you are, but you hug me, so I'm going to throw a beer on you.
You can tell when people like are turning crazy. Like, I can't remember which one it is, but like either you can see the tops of the whites of their eyes or the bottom of the whites. One is real cray, like you should be bare, and the other is like, hey, cool, they'll be cool. I can't remember which is which. You'll have to Google it. But, like, so if you see the whites on the eyes on the top or the bottom, like, beware.
Okay. I'll remember to look for that sign next time.
That is a sad side effect of going to shows now. I can't go without getting drenched in beer.
Yeah.
With some sloppy girl, like, with her beer cup.
Like Robin.
But she did it on purpose. Usually there's a sloppy girl that's like holding her beer up high in the air and just like dumps it on everybody on accident. It's so annoying. I'm like, after the show, I'm like, I reek of beer so badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I was just being an asshole. I don't really understand it. And like before the show, I was like, Jessica, make sure I'm not an asshole. And she failed. So
yeah.
And then the next day when you were hungover, you're kind of mad at me that I let you be an asshole. And I was like, I tried really hard to not let you be an asshole. And then you were an asshole. And I was like, I'm done.
Well, I woke up and I just like look at Jessica across from our hotel bed. I'm just like, huh. And she's like, he threw a beer in my face. I'm like, well, I don't remember it. Like,
I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend. Solid friend. Because apparently I'm going to another show with you soon. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it must not have been that bad.
This time, you can throw beer in my face.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I've never thrown a beer in anyone's face.
I wish I could remember. Like, I wish it wasn't Jessica as well. Like, because I feel like that would be, like, a good, like, you just, like, maybe yeah. I was. Maybe because, like, Jessica used to date my ex. So maybe, like, I was, like, taking it out on him and just being like,
Yeah, maybe it was, like, pent-up frustration.
I'll take one for the team then. If that's your explanation, I'm going to roll with that. Because that, I'm down.
Clearly what it was.
All right, let's go with that. That's how we'll tell the story from this day forward.
I don't remember. I'm really, really sorry.
That's okay. What, you know, dick. What it's like?
Wet, what a dick.
Gross.
You're so excited. Yeah. We were both so excited for that show, and I'm just like, oh, Jessica, who like looked gorgeous. I probably was like, what? Like, awesome. What a dick.
Yeah, she probably looked too pretty, and you were like, fuck you, and you threw the beer in her.
I had to wipe the beer off my eyebrows, and my eyebrows disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm okay, I have to go be a parent and tuck my daughter into bed, a.k.a. it's 10 after 6, and I need to get into bed.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in, Robin. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. This was fun. It's awesome.
Thanks for having me.
You again.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
No more than 10 times.
We'll decide about the 10th time on the 8th time.
No, I said that to a guy that I like hooked up with. I was like, this can happen No more.
But that was, I thought that was a reference to the Bomb Pops because she was like,
they I said that too. That's why I was like, yeah.
Like no more than 10 times.
Yeah, she said no more than like 8 times to you guys. And I was like, I love her because I say that to like,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, that was like, really cute. That was
we funny. Give off the vibe of you want to hang out with us, but only 8 times or less. We expire at 8 times.
I'd take more than that. I'd take more times than that.
Aw.
Aw. The kids.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone that stuck in for the
crazy. Are people going to actually listen to this?
Like one or two?
Yeah, like you're going to listen to it, Robin. So that's one of our three regulars. Yeah.
So two people.
So, yeah.
Possibly. Well, if we bribe them.
And I even have a Mabel Syndrome sticker on my car.
Do you?
No way.
Yeah, man. It's like, looks like shit because it's ripping off because I drive too much, but it's there.
Yeah, and I don't think they're like weatherproof.
No.
No, I had one on my snowboard as well, and it definitely came off like within 5 minutes.
Oh.
You need to Instagram that shit.
I took a photo and sent it to you, and you're like, yeah, why are you taking me a picture? Why are you taking a picture of you snowboarding? I was like, it's because you're fucking sticker, man.
Did I even know? The conclusion of this podcast is that Jessica and Robin are oh so close, yet oh so far away.
We're the best of friends.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Are we leaving them with a song on this one?
Well, we ran into some copyright issues. Song.
What if we sing it to them?
Not me.
No, not me.
The Hockey Night in Canada song.
Oh, that was a text. That was a private text, a Snapchat amongst us, Robin. No. If you get a song stuck in your head, if you hum the Hockey Night in Canada theme song, it makes the song get out of your head.
It doesn't, because I didn't know the whole entirety of the Hockey Night in Canada song.
Google that shit. Okay, so if we are not copyrighted tonight,
yeah,
what song are we going to leave them with?
I don't know. We could let Robin choose, but then she'd choose Incubus.
No Incubus.
No.
No, I would probably choose like an Offspring song, because considering the day, pre-sale day.
Okay.
Or.
Okay.
Do I have to like put it on now?
Well, that would be...
No. We'll attach it to the podcast.
Put her on the spot.
No, she was going to put it on the song.
Like right now, she was going to play it.
Right. And I said, no, we can just add it to the end of the podcast.
Oh, no. We are not very technical savvy, but we are better than that.
You do not have to play it on your phone right
now. Robin has good punk taste.
Sometimes.
Just name a band.
Me?
You already did. And we politely declined.
You're like, why not?
How about an Interrupter song?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked about Amy. We talked about the Interrupters. And maybe
you
this...
You really like them, Robin. You should check them out.
She would.
Yeah.
So let's leave everybody with an Interrupter song tonight.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sound good? Okay. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. My fridge ain't broken. My beer ain't cold. My body's aching. I'm not even old. Police are coming. I did nothing wrong. I sit here singing.